Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're talking about personal transformation. He says, be transformed. And think about it. You look at all the crazy stuff going on today. Mm-hmm. You look at what's taking place in the church, or not taking place in the church, or what is taking place in the church. You look at society. You look at the family. You look at the world and uproar of the economy. And I have a personal plan for you to begin a transformation that. And I'm going to share with you can personally, in 1 year's time, you can affect between 3,000 and 100,000 people for God, for transformation. Let me share it with you. You know, the very specific thing that the Lord did, as we share often, is that he came to transform us. He came to take us out of a sinful state and to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. But he says that we are to become his disciple. Mm-hmm. We're to be transformed. The way that we do things or did things, we transform that. We begin to do them differently. I like what Paul said. You know, Paul said, and he's writing to the church in Rome, mm-hmm. and it's in Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. He says, therefore, I urge you, brothers. And this, we're talking to the church here. We're not talking to the world. I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, thank God for your mercy.
Yes.
In view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And so think about it. How do we worship God? Some people like to sing. Some people like to say that they worship God. But the truth is, we worship God through obedience. We mm-hmm. obey him. That's why he says, offer your body mm-hmm. as a living sacrifice. Right. So if your body wants to go right, but God says it needs to go left, when you go left and you don't go right with the right attitude in your heart, you just worship God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You worship God. But the second part of that in verse 2, he says, do not conform. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world. He didn't say do not conform for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, conform for a while, and then mm-hmm. every now and then don't conform. You know, or he says very specifically, do not conform any longer to the mm-hmm. patterns of this world, but be transformed. Think about that. By the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, what his good, pleasing, and perfect will is. Think about it. He says, don't even conform any longer. But then he says, be transformed. And that word transform in the Greek, the word means metamorphosis. Literally go like a caterpillar would go into a cocoon and go through a metamorphosis inside the cocoon, and it would come out a butterfly. It's not a caterpillar anymore. Mm-hmm. It's a butterfly. And we're born again, when we give our lives to the Lord, we cannot stop short of metamorphosis. We cannot stop this side of transformation. We are called, Jesus said, go preach this good news, and those who believe, baptize, then teach them to obey everything. In other words, let them be transformed, transform them, their way of doing things. And so you look at what's happening right now. You have a church in America that is, it's stopped on the left side of transformation. It's tried to transform others. It's tried to transform the political parties. It tried to transform their communities, their business sectors. But they didn't start with personal transformation. It's not us. It's God transforming us by what he says and what his word is. You know, he says that my sheep know my voice and they follow none other. So think about this. So then it's obviously not about political transformation, you know, and it's not about, you know, economic transformation. Is that when we begin to look at what God says in his word, we transform ourselves by God's grace and the empowerment of his spirit into beginning to do things God's way. He says mm-hmm. very specifically, he said, if you follow my teachings, then you really, look at that word, really, really are my disciple. Mm. What does that mean? Is that you're not following his teachings and you're not his disciple. If you follow my teachings, then you're really my disciple, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Mm-hmm. So how can we be set free from where we are today? It's through transformation. It's through spending time with God. And we talk about it quite often, and you could find out more about abiding at iabide.org. But through a simple abiding plan, you can begin to transform this nation, but it starts with you. But the definition, how we define abiding is, we describe as abiding as spending time with God regularly, reading his word, the Bible, hiding his word in our heart, which is memorization, keeping it. Thy word hath hidden my heart that I would not sin against you. We don't know it's sin unless we have the word. Then communicating with God, praying and listening, talking to God and listening, then obey what he says or impresses on you to do. It's a simple thing. I mean, he tells us very specifically in John 15, 4 through 5, he says, you know, remain, and that's the word abide. Remain in Jesus, and Jesus will remain or abide in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain or abide in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you abide or remain in Jesus. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains or abides in me, or abides in Jesus, and Jesus in him, he will bear much fruit. But apart from Jesus, apart from abiding in him, you can do nothing. We can be religious. We can come up with all kind of conservative parties. We can, you know, come up with our schemes and plans and philosophies. But it boils down to simplicity. This is what blew the Pharisees away, was they didn't understand how God could use a simple fisherman. But he says they took notice that they've been with Jesus. They abided with Jesus, and they knew this. And this is how we'll transform America. This is how we'll transform. This is how you'll transform your family. This is how you transform your church gathering. This is how the church grows and builds itself up. And think about this. Understanding then transformation is leaving God, the world's way of doing things and our way of doing things, and transforming ourselves to God's way of doing things. And he tells us that we cannot do this unless we abide with him. So just begin to abide. You alone, all by yourself, not thinking about anybody else, not talking about anybody else. You know, first take a 6-week challenge. They say it takes, you know, 40 days to build a habit. You know, take a 6-week challenge and say, you know what? I'm going to believe that God's going to begin to transform me all by yourself. You're not trying to transform your wife. You're not trying to transform your husband. You're not trying to transform your children. You're not trying to manipulate. This is you. You know, no agenda, you and God. And begin to abide with him, you know, daily for 6 weeks. Not 6 weeks in one day. Just say, I'm going to make a 6-week commitment to begin to abide. Why? Because if I'm going to be transformed, he says, we can do nothing outside of abiding with Jesus. So as I abide with him, as I hang around with Jesus and with the definition that I said about abiding, then all of a sudden, you know, I'm really his disciple. And the things begin to become known to me and they become revealed to me. He says, then you'll know the truth. And when that truth is revealed to you by God through your abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, then you're set free. I mean, think how powerful that is.
It's the truth that you know that sets you free.
Exactly. That's revealed to you.
Exactly.
It's revealed to you, and that comes with, you know, abiding with Jesus. And so here it is. So the first thing you did, you know, there's 300 some odd million people in America, but you're not thinking about them. There's, you know, a couple political parties, you're not thinking about them. There's 7 trillion denominations and non-denominations and different gatherings, you know, all kinds of, you know, you're not thinking about them. You're just saying it's all about you and God. And so what do? Well, you can find this abiding plan at iabide.org. I'm going to share a little bit of it with you. It's very simple. You need to first commit to it. I'm going to do it for 6 weeks. And then you got to decide when you're going to do it. You need to do it daily. You need to have the same time each day that you do it. A certain place, the very same place that you do it. A plan, and of course, we could talk about a plan right now. You know, what are you going to do? And then a goal, be very specific. And the goal would be, as we're talking about, you know, saving America, is personal transformation, you being transformed. And so when you do this, part of the plan is a simple abiding plan where you use a simple journal, a blank journal, and we have at iabide.org. I mean, we have a video for you to show you how to do it, every step of it, testimonies. I mean, it's all there for you, but I'm just telling you about it. And so whether you're in a gathering of 5,000 people on a weekly or whether you're in a gathering of two or three, and this is how you start. And then after you finish your 6 weeks, and, of course, when you're abiding, you're going to write down every day the word that you're hiding in your heart. Remember, because part of abiding is you're hiding this word in your heart. And write it down for an entire week, that same scripture. And got some clues on how to do that. If you have difficulty with memorization, I talk about that at iabide.org. But the and then you begin to read the word, read the scripture that day, you know, and stay consistent in where you are in your reading and ask God, say, God, speak to me today. And all of a sudden something will just jump off the page. Something will just stick out. Stop right there. Don't go any further and write that down. And there's a way to do this. We have it there at iabide.org. And then ask this question. If you write down what jumped off to you in the scriptures or what God spoke to you, say, God, what are you saying to me about me? Not what are you saying to me about the world? What are you saying to me about my wife or my husband or my children? You know, what are you saying to me about me? And then whatever it is, you know, put that down. And then begin to pray. You know, what action does God want you to take over that? What's he saying? What's he impressing on you to do? And then the next week, which will be your second week of 6 weeks, you have a new verse that you write down every day for 7 days, and you're committing that to memorization. You're letting it wash over you and transform you. Because he said, be transformed. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world. And you're finding out, you're abiding, spending time in God's way of doing things, the new way. You're in the Word. So this is really cool. So you finish that 6 weeks at this particular time, then you begin to pray and ask God, God, of all the people I know, if it's people in your present church gathering, it could be people in your workplace, I don't know who it is, but you find, you know, 3 to 5 people that you sit down with them, tell them about your experience and your personal abiding experience and what you've been doing for the last 6 weeks, and then challenge them to take the 6 week challenge. So now potentially you have 5 people that are doing what you did. It's pretty cool. Right. But then since you've already walked through that 6 weeks and you're going to continue to abide as, you know, as now that you've been abiding. So during their 6 weeks, while they're doing their 6 week challenge, you're abiding once it's complete for 12 weeks, right? But meet once a week. What you need to do is says, hey, let's get up at the coffee shop. Let's go to Starbucks. Let's go to the library. You know, let's have lunch together once a week. And we also meet at a certain time. And we come together, we will be able to discuss or share what the Lord had been sharing with us that particular week. And it's pretty cool because you see, let me tell you, that this is rethinking church. Think about it. The church is people. And you're looking now that if everybody's believers there, then you're looking at the church functioning. You know, it started with one and now it's six, you know, if you found five. In six, the church is beginning to grow. The kingdom's beginning to expand. Disciples are beginning to come forth, right? Because you're following the teaching. So when you come together once a week, you know, pray together. Then say, you know, I pick one thing that God shared with you this week and share it. Everybody gets a chance to share what stood out the most to them. You share your memory verse and you share what's this revelation, because people begin to get revelation. I mean, all ages are hearing from God. And then you pray together, and then you leave. And so once a week, you come together with those few people that you challenge to do the same thing that you've done already. And at the end of these 12 weeks, then, you ask the question to the group in your last meeting, the church gathering that you have there, hey, this is pretty cool. It's not as hard as religion has made it out to be. You want to keep meeting every week? And you'll be surprised. And the ones that say yes, then you continue. You know what you just did? You begin to form a gathering, a church gathering. And now what do? You continue doing what you just did. Each of you go out and you challenge 3 to 5 other people to take the 6 week challenge. And what happens? Another small group, another church gathering begins to birth. And another one, and another one, and another one. And just think about it. There's what? How many weeks in a year? 52 weeks?
52.
That means there is 8 6-weeks in a year. You know, if you divide a 52 by 6, you get, you know, 8 point whatever. Mm-hmm. So that means you have 8 opportunities to have 8 challenges in a year. So let's just say, for example, you said, this is pathetic, what's going on in society. You know, we've been doing, you could be go get a church gathering. It's like, what are we doing? We've been doing this same thing for 10 years and we're not doing anything else. And we don't know each other. We don't even hear God's voice. And instead of blaming everybody and pointing your finger, just say, you know what? I'm going to begin to take that challenge of myself. I'm going to go to iabide.org. I'm going to get the simple plan and I'm going to do it for 6 weeks. And then you say, you know what? After that 6 weeks, I'm going to go out and find 5 people. I'm going to challenge them. I might have to talk to 8 to get 5, but to personally challenge them, to transform them. Listen, you will never be the same. When you spend 6 weeks with God, you'll never be the same. And you won't want anything else. This is all you'll want. You'll want to spend time with him.
Right.
And after that 12 weeks, right, because you have your 6 weeks of your challenge and the 12 weeks, then the 5 of you ask the very same thing. Go out and challenge 5 other people. And keep your core group as you're gathering once a week because you've built this relationship with God and each other, and then help them do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you do this for 8 consecutive sets of 6 weeks, in 1 year, you would have reached 97,656 people, introduced them to the voice of God, taught them how to relate to God and to obey God and to please God and to be transformed from the patterns of this world.
Mm. Wow.
And so often people look at 100,000 people and they think, that's just overwhelming. Well, it's overwhelming if you're planning on being God.
Yeah.
But if you introduce people to God instead of yourself or your organization or your denomination or your church building, and if you introduce them to God, then God handles it. Wow. God handles it.
Right.
The stadiums that we see prophetically in the future that God has shown me is filled with people who are hearing his voice, who abide with God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just some undisconnected celebration thing. It's no, these are people hearing from God. So no matter where you put them, no matter what you take away from them, they got God and they got their Bible and they have a blank journal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Just you starting for 6 weeks. That's one person for 6 weeks. Then you finding 5 other people to give a challenge after you've done your 6 weeks. You know, you've at that point, you know, you've reached 6. But it's exponential transformation. This is called exponential transformation, because when those 5 go out and find 5, that's 25 that they find. And when those 25 finish their 6-week challenge and they go out and find 5, that's 125. And when those 125 finish their 6 weeks and they go out and find 5, that's 625 human beings that are being led to the abiding voice of the Lord. And when those 625 finish their 6 weeks and they go out and they begin to pray, God, lead me to the people that you want to be abiding with you, then that's 3,125 people in 36 weeks.
Mm.
Wow.
I mean, if you only did half of that, I mean, think about it. If you spent your first week in personal transformation and begin to abide with God, and you just go out and find 3 people, just 3 people, at the end of 1 year, this continuing on, you would have brought 3,279 people into an abiding relationship with God where they can hear his voice, that they know how to spend time with God. They know how to, and they're personally transforming. They're personally transforming others by bringing them to an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. What is happening? What's happening is the church is beginning to be the church.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing all these gatherings form, or you may call them small groups or whatever, but you're looking, since the church is people, you're looking at all these different church births that are taking place. So in a crowd of 5,000 people, for example, you know, it could be a whole bunch of church gatherings in that, the people that know God and know each other, no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
means that the church can be persecuted and scattered, but because you have personal relationship with God and each other, it's still functioning.
Right.
It's still functioning. It begins, you're not going to transform anybody and anything by blaming them and accusing them and never even start to begin to. Transformation begins with you. It begins with you. And I'm talking about exponential transformation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about exponentially transforming yourself, starting with you, and they began to transform your nation one man at a time,
mm-hmm.
one woman at a time. And think about it, just in a simple scenario of that, that at the end of, you know, a year, when you're looking at five, you can take 97,000 and the 100,000 basically and divide it by five. And that's how many church births that's happened. This took mm-hmm. place.
Wow.
Think about it.
Wow.
You know, think about John G. Lake. John G. Lake started 5,000 churches in Africa during his ministry. 5,000 churches. And if you introduce them to your ideas, your concepts, and your philosophies, and you don't introduce them to God, this is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But if you introduce them to Jesus Christ and how to abide with him and to hear his voice, you can transform a nation.
Wow.
But it begins with you. Because when what's going to happen, and you begin your 6 weeks of abiding with the Lord, you're not going to be the same person anymore at the end of 6 weeks.
Mm-mm.
You're not going to see God in the same way. Mm-hmm. You're going to be so amazed at how he has an answer for each and everything in your life and where you're going and what you're doing. People are going to begin to notice there's a difference in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, religion's going to be broken off of you,
mm-hmm.
and relationships going to be birthed in you. The simplicity and the joy of knowing Jesus Christ is going to come real to you like never before. And by the time you're talking to others about the 6 week challenge, you were so on fire because you realize you want them to have the same Jesus that you spent time with, that you got to know during your own personal 6 weeks. Listen, they're going to want what you got.
That's right.
They're going to take notice that you've been with Jesus. And look, this is like a fire. It begins to be spread across the land. Think about it. This is what the disciples said. They said, when Jesus was talking to them, he says, did not your hearts burn?
Mm-hmm.
And a fire, you want to start a fire in men's heart. That is the voice of the Lord speaking to them, and a fire that spreads across this land. Exponential transformation. We can transform this nation one man at a time. Could you imagine, you know, John G. Lake planted over 5,000 churches in Africa. Over 5,000 churches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are getting saved, and within being saved for 30 days, 60 days, you know, 90 days, not only are they actually starting a church gathering, but they're actually starting church gatherings, starting another church.
Right.
I mean, it just happens. You know, if we break loose from the flower pot, if we break loose from that thing that's retaining and just maxing out our roots. So listen, a vine is supposed to go all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can have a beautiful flower in a flower pot. Think of, you know, Charles Simpson in his book. Yeah, I think it's called Vines, Ants, Vines, and
Flower Pots.
Flower Pots. Isn't that mm-hmm. interesting? Yeah. And he talks about, you know, vines just meant to grow anywhere and to go anywhere. And Jesus said, I am the vine. Listen, we're supposed to preach the gospel to all, and then the end would come. We're not waiting for somebody to show up and preach it. We're not waiting on God. God is waiting on us. Imagine if you spend the next 10 years of your life just obeying God. Listen to Steve Hills. He talks about exactly what happens. You can get saved and get trained and get launched into the harvest field. Listen up.
And we lived in Argentina for years. And same thing. We would give an altar call. Someone would come forward, get saved. Next news you know, they've planted 3 churches. Blink your eyes. They've planted 10. Blink your eyes. And some North Americans down the road can't get anything off the ground.
Exactly. Right.
And I'm going, something's wrong. Something's wrong with the pitch. Let me just ask a couple.
I want to say this. It's the hunger. We're going to have to get hunger. Yes, you could go to India. Right now you can go to China. As a matter of fact, they're asking for so many to come. But America, the American church is kind of like, we don't need anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's no hunger. You know, God moves by hunger. If we get hungry, if we say, listen, I'm ready to get all this out of my life. That's not God. All I want is God. And I'm ready to go after God. Listen, if you draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Listen, this is not a fairy tale. This is eternity. People every day are dying and going to hell. Every day, somebody, maybe it's your neighbor. Maybe it's the guy that just installed your cable in your home, or maybe it's your appliance repair person. Maybe it's your teacher. Maybe it's your friend. I don't know, but are you telling them about Jesus? Have you break loose from that's holding you back and begin to sow the gospel of peace? Begin to sow the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, we're doing that at VFN, Find Fellowship Network. It's vfnfamily.org. If you want to find out something about it, you can be trained, you can be discipled, you can be launched out, you can be connected and rightly related. I mean, you can stay where you are and begin to grow right where you're at. It's amazing. You know, if the kingdom of God is within you, and this is just so exciting. You want to be a part of that. What's wrong in America? We're not hungry. We've fallen into sin. We got to repent. We got to rise up. We got to get hungry. We got to know that God is the only answer. All these other things that are happening that are distracting, they're just demonic distractions trying to keep us out of the ultimate goal of preaching the kingdom of God to all, and then the end will come. He's coming back. Mm-hmm. He's coming back, you know?
That's right.
You know, you can be either gather, you're either a gatherer or a scatterer. He says, if you're not gathering, then you're scattering. You know, you got to be a gatherer. You got to work in going out and winning the lost. God's called us. And listen, you can be a lengthener or a strengthener. You can be part of a team that's lengthening what is, or part of a team that is strengthening what is. But you're part of the advancement of the kingdom of God, which is not building a wing onto a building. It's actually telling another person about Jesus. We'll find out more about that at vfnfamily.org. vfnfamily.org. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.